Hey Brunswick, this is Craig Skeffington, the band director at South Portland and a writer for Barnhouse, Ken Dore, and Alfred. Looking forward to hearing you guys at the Middle School State Jazz Festival here. I recognize some of these kids from the District Honors Festival. It's going to be great. Yeah. Careful, trumpets. See, yeah, your answering phrase was better. That first thing out of the gate there was a little unsupported. Yeah, now we're swinging. Try not to compress that 8. Fa-ba-do-dot. Let it swing. Fa-ba-do-dot. On the, that's the harmonized part. That's the part where we need more saxes. There we go. Define those long chords in the background there. That was a little unclear as to what your intent was there. Nice vibe solo. I like the key change, the modulation. I like the fact that the band kind of came out of its shell a little bit on that last moment. There was a peak to that we were clearly leading in that moment. That was good. I like the sense of swing. Middle school rhythm sections are not supposed to sound that good. You guys are you're pushing it. You sound great. Concepts to maybe make the line. It's not even really a rehearsal thing. It's just if you make it a force of habit, it becomes easier. When you are playing a moving eighth note line like that, find the high point and give it a little bit of a nudge with your ear. That's a nice texture there. Yeah, it's good control, Luke. The upper range, like B, A, can get really squirrely sharp. It sounds like you're maneuvering that well. Pretty good control on the unison line descending in the brass. Yeah, watch the movement away from that font for Hondo there. Da, maybe a little bit more decay down to a mezzo piano. That sounds like maybe either a D or E for you trumpets. Don't force it. Been really pretty good about intonation and listening. Luke, I'm wondering if you have the changes written in your part over that solo. I think it would be nice to hear maybe the on the reprise rather than play the exact same thing, you know, some sort of liberties on the long notes to connect the phrases. Well done. So at the end, as Miss Anderson is giving the decrescendo, drummer, close the hi-hat with your foot. So as she, the very last thing when she closes her hands to indicate the release, give a ch with your foot on the hi-hat. Generally speaking, kids, for such a big, big group, we've got a pretty good handle on playing in tune and listening, which is great. So some great teaching going on. So Yeah, trombones. Part of this is you and part of it's the room. Da, da, dee, da, da. You have to work harder to articulate cleanly because the gym is just acoustically not your friend. Voo, da, da. Yeah, so there's a method to getting that speaking better for you. That's a nice phrase, trumpets. Fup, fup, vo, da, vo, da. So it's a little bit more legato. Da, 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 da. Trying to push that phrase through. Good, Oscar. Nice job making the four chord, Oscar. Your G. Yeah, I like that chart a lot. That's a great selection for that group. It's a good teaching moment. I was just writing some notes down here for you. Da 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 da. I mean, imagining it's an accented first note, and then probably a legato or tenuto sign over the middle two, and then a capped note at the end. So generally, if somebody misses that da ta 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 ta, so try not to over articulate the notes that are tenuto or long. Just nice and smooth and legato and crescendo through that. Da da do da da. But really good lead trumpet playing on that last tune, saxes. I liked your soli moment. Everyone has a good sense of their responsibility. Nicely done. Fa fa do da da. Yeah, it's another moment where you're tonguing too much on the note that doesn't require it. Yeah, that's a good contrast, but not a great one. I think you guys are capable of really bringing that down. Good hanging eighth notes there. We didn't rush. That time we did. Nice, Brody. I like the way that you guys have worked this out. Yeah, I like the chord too. One, two, up. You can hear the quality underneath it. Yeah, that's a nice program. I like the variety. I pretty much like everything about it. Terry's charts were great. The feature for Luke was great. Some intonation things and maybe just a little bit of a lack of understanding of that multiple repeated eighth note thing, and just in terms of how we articulate phrases like that. But outstanding job. I really enjoyed that. Thanks, Brunswick. I hope my comments are helpful.